In the first reading today, St. Paul tells us that we are to rejoice always in the Lord. That is something that tends to be lacking rather sorely in most Christian people these days. In the gospel reading, our Lord tells us that we have to become like little children if we want to enter the kingdom of heaven. So if we put those two things together, there was some study that was done a number of years ago, and while I don't remember the exact number, it was something like little children laugh about 300 times a day. The average adult laughs about 5 times a day, if even that. Now, obviously, kids don't have the responsibilities, and everything is new. I love this little poster over here. You see the joy on that little girl's face with some science experiment, and she's seeing what's going on. Well, the teacher's probably seen it 100 times or more, and the teacher's probably going, yeah, that's cool, isn't it? But, you know, the kid, the first time, it's like so exciting. Just see the joy all over her face. And so, yeah, there are more reasons for kids in that sense to be joyful. But at the same time, something that we really need to think about, because St. Paul is giving this to us as a command. And so that's something that he's saying in the Lord. It's not rejoicing in all the nonsense of what life has going on right now, but rejoicing in the Lord. Seeing everything as coming from the hand of God and being able to rejoice in it because somehow or another, that is going to be for our good. Now, in the gospel, our Lord told us that whoever humbles himself like one of these little ones. So obviously, that's what he's looking for. Not simply the rejoicing, but the humility. Well, we have to have the humility before we're going to be able to rejoice, because why do we get all upset? Usually our pride. It gets in the way. We want it our way. We want to be in control of everything. And when it doesn't go our way, we get upset. And we get frustrated, and it all comes out in whatever way because of our selfishness. But the Lord said, humble yourself like a little child. Well, if we can be humble, we can be filled with joy. If we can be humble, we can be rejoicing. Because if we're humble, we're going to see everything from a whole different perspective. And that's what he wants for us. Remember, he wants you to be the greatest saint that you can be. He doesn't want you to be a mediocre saint. He wants you to be the greatest saint possible. If that's the case, it means you have to be as humble as possible, because as he makes clear, the greatest in heaven is the one who humbles himself. Well, humility and charity, as we know, are completely linked. And so the one who's highest in the heaven is actually the one who loves the most, which means the one who's highest in the heaven is the one who's the most humble. And if we're the most humble that we can be, and we're loving as much as we can be, we will also be rejoicing as much as we possibly can. So then come back around and ask ourselves, why don't we rejoice? Yeah, some of it's because of all our responsibilities. Some of it's because we've seen all these things, you know, things that are so exciting to a kid because it's new and we've seen it 1,000 times, whatever. But listen again to what St. Paul says. He says, whatever is just, holy, lovable, good repute, there any virtue, anything worthy of praise, think about these things. What fills your mind throughout the day? Good, holy, just, praiseworthy, virtuous? Or a bunch of other nonsense? Some of it not holy, virtuous, or praiseworthy at all. And then we say, so why aren't we filled with joy? Because we're filling our minds with garbage. How can we be filled with joy if we're filling ourselves with things that aren't joyful, that aren't bringing joy? They're not good. They're not holy. So again, just some practical things for us to be able to look at. And something to really strive for. Maybe with Lent right around the corner. What a wonderful thing it would be if we could actually say for Lent, I'm going to work on being more joyful. Wow, think how your life would change if that happened. People would actually like you. Imagine that. But it's just something, again, to really, really look at. And I think about that when I think about how the church traditionally has laid out the rules for fasting and so on, and the days for fasting and what it was supposed to be. And of course, the traditional calendar, much more strict than the new one. Except the nuns who were teachers in school. Because when they were fasting, they were so rotten and mean and nasty to the kids that the church said, no, 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 if that's gonna, don't fast if that's what you're going to do. How sad is that? Not what the church said, but the fact that these people could not be joyful, that they couldn't be charitable because they were hungry. How pathetic when you really stop and think about it. Yeah, what the church did was the right thing given the circumstances. What those other people were doing is really sad. But then we look at ourselves. What do we do when we're tired? What do we do when we're hungry? What do we do when things don't go our way? What do we do when we're frustrated? You know, if you're like me, what do you do when you're behind somebody that's going 20 miles under the speed limit? You know, it's like, where's the praising of the Lord? Where's the joy? Where's the good stuff in the head? It's probably not virtuous things that I might be thinking about that driver in front of me. And so, again, we can think about some of these things and say, okay, why am I not rejoicing? Why am I filling my head with garbage? Why am I not doing what I'm being asked to do? And let's look at changing those things so that we can become not little children, but like little children, with humility, with charity, with joy. I mean, what a wonderful thing. One of the absolute most beautiful sounds in the world, in my mind, is happy children on a playground. It is just music to the ears and joy to the heart. Wouldn't it be wonderful? I mean, again, we don't have to be like kids on the playground, but what a joyful thing, what a wonderful thing if we can be filled with joy in the Lord. That's what the Lord wants for us. And so, humility, charity, and joy, those are some great things for us to really work on, to be striving for in our spiritual life. Because not only will it make us much more pleasant to be around, but it's going to help us to be able to grow in holiness and gain for us the ability to love the most that we can possibly do. And if that's the case, to be the greatest saints that we can possibly be.